Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Crouch, who is the Chief Marketing Officer with Ardex. Mike, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm well. Good to be with you. You know, just a little background for people that might not be familiar. Why don't you give us a quick overview on who Ardex is?
Ardex is a privately owned company owned in Germany, mm-hmm. about $750 million globally. Families that own the business are in Germany. There's about 20 different subsidiaries around the world. Ardex Americas was founded here in the United States in 1978. We've been operating the business since then, growing across flooring installation products. We do also have some repair and restoration of concrete, and in addition, the Ardex company owns the W.W. Henry company, who is one of the leading manufacturers of flooring adhesives.
To tell us a little bit of the difference between Ardex and Henry, at one time, Henry was an acquired company. Tell us how you're positioning those two brands now.
The W.W. Henry company was at one time owned by Armstrong World Industries since about 1986. Ardex purchased the W.W. Henry company in 2000 from Armstrong. And the reason for that was that Ardex wanted to continue to fill out the whole flooring installation side of the business. Ardex has always been extremely strong in subfloor preparation and floor leveling products and patching materials, concrete repair and restoration types of products, but did not at that time have really a position in flooring adhesives. In order to do that, they made a decision to purchase the Henry Company. So the Henry Company primarily exists as a brand for flooring adhesives and exists side by side with Ardex in terms of an overall flooring installation system from subfloor preparation all the way through the installation of the floor.
Okay. So Henry is mostly the adhesives. I know another big product of yours is subfloor preparation, and is that sold under Henry or Ardex?
It's sold under both brands, but Ardex is really the premium supplier in subfloor preparation. Mm-hmm. Ardex invented this whole category called self-leveling. It was invented in the 70s in Germany, and this whole concept of a cementitious material that can be poured out to a glass finish and then cures very quickly, and you can put a floor covering on it quite quickly. We've grown very, very well in the Americas in the whole patching and leveling business, which is all part of the flooring installation process.
I see. All right, and just, you know, just one more little foundation question. I know that recently we ran a story about you guys opening a new corporate building right outside of Pittsburgh in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. So is that, I guess that means business is good if you're expanding your headquarters, right?
Business is good, Kemp. I'm happy to report. We're ahead of last year. We're growing. We're doing okay. And we have introduced, we've had dramatic increases in the number of products that we have in our portfolio. We've increased dramatically in terms of our presence in tiling. One of the things that you may not know about Ardex is that Ardex is one of the global producers of installation products for tiling, mortars, grouts, etc. And that's a huge growth area for us. And one of our initiatives here has been to add infrastructure to support the rapid growth of our tiling business. So we've added new buildings here on our campus here near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're in the process of building a brand new plant on the West Coast. We're in the process of plant upgrades at our other three plants in Atlanta, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois. So, yeah, it's exciting times here at Ardex. A lot of things going on.
All right, if we look at the different surface types that are out there, and you've hit on a couple of them, obviously in the U.S., the biggest one is carpet. You know, just behind that, you'd have ceramic and hardwood, and then below that, you'd have, I guess, resilient and laminate. I'm sure you service some type of product for all those categories. Tell me how your products relate to those different surface categories.
We do, of course, some of our products apply to carpet. You certainly have to do some level of patching and leveling for a carpet installation job. And of course, you need a flooring adhesive to install carpet in a commercial environment. So we do participate in that, but probably not as heavily as in some of the other categories you named. Our top segments of the two that you mentioned would definitely be vinyl flooring and ceramic tile. And it makes sense if you think about it. For any kind of resilient flooring, flat and level and smooth is the most critical component of that from a subfloor preparation standpoint. And we participate a lot in the vinyl flooring segment. Also then, of course, tiling, as I mentioned before, Ardex is one of the producers of installation products for the tiling segment. So we participate a lot in that. We also participate on the hardwood side, probably a little bit to a lesser extent, only because wood has a tendency to be more residentially focused versus commercially focused. And if you had to pick the segment that ArtX was more important in, it would certainly be commercial versus residential.
Oh, very interesting. So in ceramic, you say you make thinset and grout, which are two of the main materials used for ceramic tile installation.
Yeah, that's right. We have a full gamut of installation products for tiling, from mortars, grouts, waterproofing materials. We really specialize, Kemp, in difficult, complex installations. And as many of your customers will attest to, ArtX is usually never the cheapest guy in the street. We're almost always the premium producer, and we're never the cheapest product by the bag. We sell a product that's usually will take time and cost out of the installation process. And the types of customers that really use and care about ArtX products are those that deal with difficult, complex installations where they need something to really solve a problem.
You know, if you spend much time with the Starnet people or the other commercial contractors like Fuse, you hear a lot about concrete moisture, and you guys make several solutions for that, don't you?
We spent almost 10 years developing and testing concrete moisture control products, and it's a great business for us, and I'm happy to tell you that, knock on wood, we've never had a significant failure of any of our moisture control systems. They work. And that whole moisture control sector, Kemp, has been very important for us, but also important for the overall flooring industry.
Just a quick crystal ball question as we wrap up here. I'm sure you probably, as being the chief marketing person for Americas, have worked on your business plan for next year. What's your outlook for 2013?
Well, I think, as we can all attest to, if either you or I were able to forecast effectively in this environment, we probably wouldn't be in either one of our jobs. It's a difficult situation, and I would call it volatile. With that said, we are looking to have a good 2013. However, that's probably less of the overall conditions than it is some of the growth platforms that we're working on that we think will add value to what our customers are doing. So we expect increases for 2013, although I would say that probably we're a bit modest or conservative about those increases at this point.
All right, good talk to you, Mike. Again, been talking to Mike Crouch, who's Chief Marketing Officer of the Americas for ArtX, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.